There's a military tradition called the stand down. What that means is after an extended period of time in combat, a soldier is sent back behind the lines for a quick shower, a hot meal, and a good night's sleep. There are veterans in our community who are fighting a different kind of battle with substance abuse, homelessness, or mental health issues. More than 200 communities across the nation are now sponsoring stand downs to give veterans a break and a chance to connect with services that could help them. In our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien takes you to a recent three-day Pasco County stand down at Veterans Memorial Park in Hudson.
Golf carts shuttle volunteers and veterans from the parking lot to the green athletic fields, dotted with Army tents, dozens of vendors' exhibits, and some trailers.
I'm Mary Miller. I'm with One Community Now, which is a group of local churches in Newport Richey that work together to serve the needs of our community. We sponsored the stand down this year. This is our fourth year. This is the first year that we've had two dental buses. This has been constantly busy. We have showers, portable showers. When the vets come in, they get a hygiene kit that has everything they need: soap, shampoo, deodorant, razor, shaving cream. And then we also have people giving them haircuts.
Yeah, have a seat, sir. How you doing?
My name is Ira Holt. My branch of service was the Army, and I'm here at the stand down. You know, they're really helping all the veterans out. Right now I'm getting a haircut. They've got a really good program here, and it's just all about helping veterans who have lost their way. And, you know, I happen to be one of those. And people don't realize what a lot of these people go through.
What are some of the other things that are part of the stand down that you can really appreciate more than somebody who has them every day at their home?
A shower and clothing and food. Some people have been a long time without that.
Over on the next ball field is a more popular tent. It's filled with clothing, shoes, and food, where veterans get to go shopping for free. Just beyond is a tent flanked by two computers outside. Inside is the Veterans Treatment Court.
My name is Sean Crane, and I'm representing the 6th Judicial Circuit, which is Pinellas and Pasco County. We've handled a number of different cases. Most of them are financial obligations, people being able to get their driver's license back, things we take for granted and probably shouldn't. They are very important to the folks who are homeless, who are veterans. We have to understand and appreciate the sacrifice veterans have made for our country.
The judge was very fair to me. My name is Maurice Buff. I was in the United States Marine Corps 1972 to 1975. I was a helicopter door gunner in Vietnam. I served my country and was shot down twice over there, but I came back alive.
He stopped by the St. Leo University tent, furnished with books, games, and several overstuffed couches to give veterans a place that feels like home.
You went to the Veterans Court.
They came to meet with us to take care of a lot of court costs, fines, because if you're homeless, of course, you can't afford to pay them. And I figured if I got my fines and court costs taken care of, then I'd be able to get my license back and be able to support myself.
Your driver's license?
Yes.
What landed you in jail?
I was going with a girl. I'd been with her for 13 years. I didn't have a driver's license, but I worked at a house and got a van given to me for work I did there. Her car was broke down. She had a license. I put the vehicle in her name, and we had a little mishap, just words, and I left the house instead of fighting, and she reported the van stolen. I just got out of jail, and I went to my house, and everything was gone.
Where do you turn when something like that happens?
I'm a proud person, but I went to St. Vincent de Paul Veterans Department, and they're helping me try to find a home.
Buff was one of 181 homeless or at-risk veterans at this year's stand down. That's 60 more than just 2 years ago. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
A 2014 survey found that almost 20% of Bay Area households who use the Feeding Tampa Bay Food Bank were veterans or active duty military. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien introduces you to a military family who learned firsthand how quickly circumstances can change for the worse.
Before I introduce you to the Norman family, it's important to know that they never in a million years would have thought that they ever would have to skip meals so their children could eat or live in their cars because there wasn't enough money for a motel.
2-3 weeks ago, we have a normal life. I worked, he worked. We go to the mall, and now it's nothing like this no more. My little youngest daughter, can we go to the mall? Can I have a hamburger? No, we always have to say no for everything now.
It was just a few weeks ago that Lena Norman's husband was still in the Army, and the family was living in Colorado. But after almost 10 years on active duty, Keith Norman wanted to follow his dream to become a law officer, and he got an opportunity in Tampa.
We planned, like, ahead of time. We made arrangements to, you know, seek housing.
They sent us pictures. Yeah. We sent a security deposit, rent, everything. And we think, okay, we're going over there. We have job interviews here. We have the house. We're good.
Yeah.
And then we came here. We went straight to the address. And we just think, oh, my God.
It was pretty awful. The neighborhood was, like, really bad.
A couple and times, I have four children, four girls. Is this safe over there? Is this good school? We said, yeah, don't worry, ma'am, don't worry. Yeah. Promises, and then close to a trailer park. Parks in there, roaches, the rooms are tiny. My kid just gets scared.
It was completely disastrous. Yeah.
That disaster spun into a downward spiral as the couple, who met and married in Germany almost 5 years ago, used up their savings on motel rooms in Tampa while they tried to get a refund and find another house. When money ran low, they pawned their television, borrowed money from family. Then Keith and Lena started skipping meals.
We just buy the food for the kids. They, Mom, why you don't eat? So they just give us pieces, and we just say, we're going to be fine. And we try to don't lose it completely in front of them.
And basically, we had to, like, stretch our money out. It's crazy because, like, during the time that we were living in our vehicles, it was a big life changer.
Both Keith and Lena were embarrassed and distraught by how quickly their finances disintegrated, and they worried that asking for help might affect their job prospects. But after sleeping in their cars for about a week, the family got a motel voucher and meals from Metropolitan Ministries and helped finding a modest single-family concrete block home in the Palm River neighborhood. The three school-age girls are enrolled, and Keith has taken his first test in the process of becoming a law officer.
And my daughter have a birthday on 25th, too. My oldest daughter, she's going to be 13, and we just tried to save our last money for cake. We explained that this year it's going to be different like the years before. And Thanksgiving, probably we just want to skip Thanksgiving this year, too, because...
On Thursday, they still didn't have a reliable source of food until they visited Feeding Tampa Bay.
When I hear a story like that, I'm struck by the idea that they are willing to do whatever is necessary in order to make the life for their children and for their family what we would all want it to be. The lengths that they have to go to, though, are extraordinary.
Thomas Mance is CEO of Feeding Tampa Bay, the food bank that provides an estimated 65% of all the food to soup kitchens, church pantries, and other charitable food programs in a 10-county area. Their distribution warehouse is just a few miles north of the Norman family's rented house.
Obviously, if you're in the military and everything goes wrong on you, you still have a place to sleep and you still have a meal provided by your employer. When you're back out on your own, these basic services and necessities are no longer as readily available.
Their survey found that 19% of the households they serve have a veteran or active duty military member. Air Force veteran and new Feeding Tampa Bay employee Marlon Sykes was unaware of that statistic, but only slightly surprised.
Mostly startles me because I don't feel like any veteran should be in that category. But it doesn't surprise me because I've seen it.
It's particularly awful that veterans who we've asked to stand up and guard us and defend us should be hungry. I agree with that 1,000%. I also believe that no one else should be hungry.
The Norman family won't go hungry. Feeding Tampa Bay gave them a box of food and information on how to find their mobile food pantries. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
5 years ago, Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki set a rather lofty goal to end homelessness among veterans entirely by 2015. That meant any vet who wants housing will get it. So here we are, near the end of 2015. Are we there yet? For our series Off the Base, WUSS Bobby O'Brien checks in with Tampa's Athena House, which was founded to help homeless women veterans.
The Athena House sits on a busy Ybor City street. It's a restored two-story brick home. It was once home to World War I veterans and now houses up to 16 homeless women veterans at a time.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morgan McEwen is the Athena program caseworker. She connects the women veterans with everything from bus passes to VA services because each has different needs.
Actually, it's sort of a mantra among the clients that the only thing we have in common is that we are all veterans. And I love it when they say that because it's usually the resolution to some silly argument.
The women veterans can stay as long as 24 months as they work to reclaim their lives, going to counseling, substance abuse programs, college, and get a job. Once they have an income, they pay some rent and are required to save money. Sarah Romeo is executive director of Crossroads, the social service agency that oversees Athena House, which opened 6 years ago.
Now, when I started this program, it was because I identified data that showed 300 homeless female veterans just in Hillsborough County.
She estimates they've assisted close to 700 women veterans since.
In fact, we have people that have called us since the day we opened from all over the country because this is a unique program. There aren't a lot of programs who are really focused just on the female veteran.
Romeo says the VA used to require women veterans to complete substance abuse programs before they could live at Athena House, but that changed with the VA's 5-year goal of ending homelessness.
This is what is the dramatic shift. It's like, no, we don't care where you are, how many drugs you're doing, what kind of problems or situations you have. We're going to get you into housing first because we have to protect you. Mm-hmm. We have to get you in a safe environment.
That helped Navy veteran Jania Williams. The 43-year-old will celebrate her first year of sobriety on December 8th.
When I left the Navy, I didn't realize at the time how dependent I was on that structure. And I had never learned how to develop that for myself. So it's been a long, chaotic journey.
That journey lasted more than a decade and ended in a Manatee County drug court. But Williams' new path started at a drug treatment program and continues at Athena House.
I had no idea that I could build my self-esteem. I thought, okay, but there's probably some addict thinking here, but I thought that it would be magical, like one day I would wake up and feel okay, and I wouldn't have my problem with depression anymore, and I would be motivated and inspired. But now I understand that not only can I build it, but my self-esteem doesn't have to be at the whim of my memories, my traumas, or even my emotions.
As for Crossroads Director Romeo, she wonders what will happen to Athena House when Hillsborough effectively eliminates veteran homelessness.
We need to be able to sustain what we've put into place if we really truly want to end not only veteran homelessness, but homelessness in total. And some communities have actually already ended. The entire state of Virginia has announced functional zero, and I'm really happy for them. But I have to tell you, the state of Virginia, I think, started with about 500 homeless veterans. We started with 35,000.
That was statewide in 2010. Now Romeo says in Hillsborough, there were 123 homeless veterans at the beginning of December. They estimate by the end of the month, Hillsborough will have a zero homeless veterans population. That means any veteran who wants housing will get it within 2 weeks. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has the goal of ending veterans' homelessness by January 1st. That means 2 weeks from today, any homeless veteran who wants housing should be able to get it. WUSF is checking to see if that goal is within reach in the Tampa Bay area. Earlier this month, we visited Tampa's Athena House for homeless women veterans. Now for our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien takes you to Pasco County. It's a more rural community where the challenges are even greater when it comes to finding, counting, and serving homeless veterans.
In Pasco, homeless camps can be found behind abandoned buildings and tucked deep in the woods, any place that's out of sight. A few of the staff from Supportive Services for Veterans Families give a peek inside those veterans' homes.
Each camp that we go into is different. Some of them are really nice and well-kept. We have one that's called the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal, This campsite is unbelievable. They sweep the dirt. It's very, very, very ritzy.
The veterans that live there, they have specific rules for the people who live out there with them, and they're perfectly content with where they live.
They have bulletin boards out there. In fact, our pamphlets are on the bulletin boards. There's definite leadership in the bigger camps.
Other camps are beer bottles or trash everywhere, and it's not as great. And those, I think, are the people that we can reach out to.
That is outreach specialist Ellen Kreitzer, a 12-year Air Force veteran, and PASCO program manager John Mafoda, a 20-year Air Force veteran. Mafoda worked with the St. Vincent de Paul program for homeless veterans in South Pinellas before taking on the more rural PASCO community.
In a rural area, they don't have as many services. They don't have the shelter beds like they would have in a larger urban area. So, unfortunately, the homeless are forced to build encampments and sleep in the woods, which provides a whole nother array of difficulty when it comes to trying to locate the homeless veterans and to provide them services and to get them back and stabilized.
So their mission is to find each individual veteran an apartment because of the lack of shelters and then provide support services. The PASCO Homeless Veterans Program started with only 4 staff members in March 2014 and since have helped more than 300 families. Army veteran Dwayne Anderson was there at the beginning.
These guys are not looking for pity. They're not looking for freebies. In the military, we're taught, suck it up, deal with it. Make the best of whatever situation you've got. And you get them to that mindset, they're going to make the best of it. And Ellen and I have to break through the defenses.
Anderson served as an MP, military police, and as a recruiter. He says that military training has helped him when working with homeless veterans.
It's a mindset that this office and the people in this office have. We are not giving up on a veteran, period. We don't quit. If you tell me no today, that's just telling me I got to come back tomorrow. So that's the way it works with us. And we don't give up on these guys. We don't allow them to give up on themselves.
Each of the now 19 staff members is either a veteran or related to a veteran. And some, like Navy veteran Jennifer Smith, have experienced trouble transitioning into civilian life.
When I moved here, I didn't have a job. And I was here with 2 family members and 2 cats and a dog. No money except for my savings. I was on unemployment, so things were really difficult.
Smith now helps veterans get job training and find employment. Debbie Moody's job is to find them apartments. She negotiates with landlords, but says pets can make it more difficult.
We don't even ask them to give up their pets. I just keep searching until I find a place that will let me have them in there.
And when that right place is found and approved by the veteran, the move-in becomes a time of celebration, says John Peterson, a veteran mentor.
Just the other day, we moved a guy in that was out in the woods for years. He was very happy and appreciative. Very good day.
When he walked into that apartment, what was the first thing he went to?
Kitchen. I guess having a refrigerator is a very plus if you've been living in the woods. So we had stuff all on the counter. We lined up everything that we had collected.
Program manager Mafoda is confident that his team will find a home for every homeless veteran in Pasco County that they locate.
I'm going to get to zero. I'm going to get there. If it's the last thing I do, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Mafoda knows not every veteran is ready to accept housing, but he and his staff won't stop trying. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.